Welcome to Total Health Transformation Podcast, hosted by Dr. Danny Scarhill. Dr. Danny is a doctor of chiropractic, an author, speaker, and trainer. And on the THT podcast, he interviews other health experts to glean further insights that will help you achieve total health transformation.
Welcome to the Total Health Transformation Podcast. My name's Dr. Danny Scarhill, the founder of DannyScarhill.com, the author of Total Health Transformation, the proven system to unlock limitless energy, motivation, and health, and the creator of the Total Health Transformation programs. Let's get straight into it on this episode. Welcome to this episode of the THT podcast. We've got another fantastic guest, and he's coming back after his first episode quite a while ago with us on the THT podcast. That is Dave Sheehan, and Dave's a high-performance consultant and plant-based triathlete who has dedicated the last 25 years of his life to educating, motivating, and inspiring people all over the world in regaining control of the mind-body health area of their lives, and in so doing, experiencing the catalytic impact on all areas in their life. Dave has worked and spoken all over the world and has authored and co-authored a number of books and uses his online community, Dave Sheehan Mind Body Health, to positively impact people all over the globe. Without further ado, welcome back to the THT podcast, Dave. How are you doing, mate?
Hey, Danny. Great to be back again. Great to see you doing so well.
Nice one. Good stuff, mate. So for those of you who haven't perhaps seen or heard the first podcast, tell us a little bit about your journey, mate. How did you get to where you are now?
Yeah, it's been a hell of a roller coaster. So I'll keep as brief as I can. You know, one of the big stimuluses in my life has been from the period of when I was about 8 until I was 17, where, you know, I pretty much internally hated myself and, you know, didn't want to even be alive or nothing. But externally then, I was happy, go lucky, fun, all that side of things. So no one really knew about my internal struggles. At 17, after much encouragement by a friend, I eventually went to the gym to shut him up because he wouldn't stop asking me to go to the gym. I had no interest in being there, expected to go in for half an hour and leave, never go back again. What actually happened is I never came out again. So it had a huge impact on my life. And for the few years after that, I got more and more immersed in fitness, exercise, nutrition, psychology. It changed my life around. And that was a huge reason why I've dedicated the last 25 years to helping other people to hopefully have a similar impact in their lives, to counteract their demons and their health issues and their problems and their aesthetic desires and so on. That helped me in my own life. And, you know, I've had a big journey business-wise, personal-wise, nutrition-wise, every kind of way that I'm sure we'll go into different areas of throughout the podcast.
Cool. Sounds good, mate. So over the years, you've obviously, as you referred to just now, ups and downs and roller coasters. On those, the troughs of the roller coasters, if you like, what were the biggest lessons that you learned in terms of your health and about yourself?
Yeah, I think in terms of myself, it ties into personal life, business life, everything really is, you know, don't get too caught up in your own success. Don't let the ego get out of control. You know, I reached certain stages in business where I was, you know, really achieving massive things, you know, 7-figure business a year, national recognition, getting a lot of, you know, plaudits, a lot of people saying it was bee's knees and stuff like that. And it was a stage where feeling invincible was great in my growth in business and everything, but also it let me vulnerable to people who were kind of looking for that opportunity to come in and kind of screw you over kind of thing. And that's where I had a certain level of naivety. And in that naivety, you know, I got into a deal with a particular person who took a crashing down and basically within 6 months went from 7-figure turnover a year and a thriving, growing business, rapidly growing business to 7 figures in debt and losing absolutely everything. And that was in 6 months. And that was like the biggest learning period of my life in terms of like that, not to be so naive, not let the ego get out of control. While it's good to feel invincible to a degree, also keep a rein on it as well. Because even in the midst of that, I still thought, hey, I can still get out of this. Still thought I'd find a way out of it, even though really it was over even after a month or two of, you know, what happened. So that was the biggest learning for me. Also, in a way, I always stress that things happen for a reason. And I look at that and I see that as a big stop button in my life. And at the time, you know, my professional life was taking most of my time every single day. You know, my personal life wasn't getting a lot, even I had a young son at the time. And it pressed stop on my life and gave me an opportunity to reflect on what do I really want out of life. And my son had always been the biggest thing to me in my world, basically. But my actions weren't showing that. We should always be in line with our values and our beliefs. And really it wasn't, in terms of it's what was meant to be the biggest thing in my life since I was, you know, young, having a son and stuff. I wasn't living that way. And since then, you know, I've lived in line with my values from that aspect. And like, we have an amazing relationship. Luckily, he was around two at the time. So, you know, it didn't matter those first few years in terms of me working all the time. But since then, I prioritize life balance much more than ever in my life. And I feel I've had a very good balance for a number of decades now between living life, personal life, balance with work and ambitions and everything. So I think that was the biggest learning for me. And as I said, like, don't let, you know, have self-belief, you know, feel you can get through anything, but also don't let your ego get out of control either. And, you know, learn from these different situations, because everyone's naive initially in business. And especially the more you grow, the more everyone wants a piece of you. And some of those people want a piece, not for the right reasons.
Yeah, true that, mate. So not that long ago, you were living in Lanzarote, weren't you, for quite a few years, which was one of your dreams, wasn't it?
Yeah, 5 years in the sun. Yeah, I'd always dreamt of living somewhere where it was hot all the time, sunny all the time. I could get outdoors, because I'd always be an outdoorsy person. I hate the rain, which, being from Limerick, Ireland, doesn't go together because it rains here more than anywhere in the whole bloody country. And I'm back here again now, but, you know, I've come back for reasons again for my son. But Lanzarote was just truly amazing, a wonderful experience, and something hopefully I'll go back to again once my son gets past, finished his school and is off on his own journey. That's the plan anyway.
Cool. So you had a big gym over there and loads of clients, didn't you? I think you kind of alluded to it a little bit. You moved back to Limerick for family and for Max, your son, and stuff like that, didn't you?
Yeah, that was a big reason.
What were some of the biggest challenges you had over there? Because I remember how gutted you were to be leaving in a lot of ways.
Yeah, like in terms of while I was there, you know, it was an amazing journey. Like, I was mainly working online when I moved there, doing a lot of great things that way, and loving the freedom of being able to work on a laptop, on the beach, wherever the hell I wanted to, which is great, which is what I'd always wanted. But an opportunity came up to take over a complex that used to be a gym 15 years prior, which I took over, was it 3 years ago? And had a vision for it. It was basically a wreck of a place, and had a vision in my head of where I wanted it to turn out to be. And then once I worked damn hard for day in, day out, like for 2 years, last year in 2019, had it at a good stage, but then had to make the decision to move back to Ireland with my son. And that was tough, but I had to make the decision for him, and it has proved to be the best decision for him. But it meant obviously that I had to then put a manager in place and people to cover the work I was doing, and I would virtually manage it. And this year, you know, I moved back in December 2019. March and February went as I had hoped in terms of financially and everything. So I was happy out how it was going, considering I was away and there was massive extra expenditure. But then obviously COVID hit in March. I got a call on the 13th of March, I think it was a Saturday, just about to chill out for my pizza Saturday and switch off my brain. Got a call from a client who was also a business owner over there saying Spain, Lanzarote, lockdown, everything's shut from then for a couple of weeks. And that was crushing. Because one, I'd worked so hard to get to where I was. And two, there was no certainty when the hell it was going to open again. And those 2 weeks ended up being 3 months. And when it became possible, inverted commas, to reopen for businesses in Lanzarote, the restrictions were so ridiculous and inhibitive that I had to go, look, financially, this makes zero sense. And there was no certainty of the future either. No tourists allowed, which I had a big market in. I had to make the hard decision to shut it down. And I had the gym, I had a food business, and I had a beach boot camp business there. And it was heartbreaking to shut them all down, but I really didn't have a choice. And I'm one of millions of businesses all over the world that have experienced that this year. And it's crushing because it was my baby. It was my Lanzarote baby. And it literally was just whipped from me. Learning lessons from it, which is what, you know, you're asking even about it. When you experience these kind of dark times, you know, really test your resilience, or really test what you're made of, your desire, you know, what, you know, I always say, you can knock me down as often as you want, but you ain't ever knocking me out. And I have had a roller coaster ride of life between small knockdowns, big knockdowns, and I've come back. And what I learned about myself this time was that the previous knockdowns have really helped to grow resilience, where this time I bounced back faster and stronger, more determined than I've ever bounced back in my life. And I had my few hours going demented and wanting to kill everyone. But then I went into support mode and solution mode, which is key. When you're hit with challenges, you need to go into solution mode, because what's the alternative? You know, but it takes experiences. You need to experience dark times to grow from them and go from dark to light type of situation to grow. And then when the next dark time comes, which is inevitable, that's life. And the more ambitious you are, the more challenges you will experience. That's, again, just part of the journey. But you will have the resilience and desire to find a way. So go into solution mode. That's what people need to get better at.
That's so true. I remember one of my brothers used to say, he's quite a lot older than me, he always used to say, you've got to experience the dark to appreciate the light.
Totally.
Yes, that's what, along the lines of what you were saying there.
And we're all experiencing that right now, even. Like, there's very few, very small percentage of people who aren't experiencing that during 2020, depending on when people are listening to this, of course. But in life in general, it happens too. Like, it just tests how much you really want to live. And we all, like, life is precious. We should be living life. And that's a big kind of message and learning from 2020 for so many people.
Absolutely. So you alluded to it a little bit, you know, a lot of people out there have been struggling with stress this year, probably more than other years, significantly.
Yeah.
In terms of high levels of stress, what bigger role do you think that plays in whether people's immune system is strong or not?
It's just massive. You know, it's absolutely massive. Like, we all, people who have any kind of knowledge, education about, you know, immune system will know that your nutrition plays a huge role in it. You know, exercise plays a certain amount of role in it, but also does stress. Like, you could have everything perfect, and if you have a high level of stress for too prolonged a period of time, it will bite you in the ass and it will take you down. And the bottom line is, the way I explain it very simply is, you have your immune system, which is like your army, and it's defending the castle, which is your body. And whatever tries to attack it from the outside, if your immune system's strong enough, typically it will beat it. If something gets in, it will get rid of it pretty damn fast. If something gets in and, you know, breaks the walls, reinforce the army. So reinforce your immune system, strengthen it, and win that kind of battle. And that's kind of what's ongoing for us all the time. That's where, if someone's healthy all the time and rarely ever sick or anything, their immune system is being constantly reinforced and strengthened. Nothing can break through. Stress, however, will take it down faster than anything. So in periods of stress, it's even more important to do things that will boost your immune system, like the nutrition you're having, antioxidants in particular, hydration, sleep factors, your exercise, getting outdoors, fresh air, sunshine, vitamin D, de-stressing, meditation, yoga, all these kind of things. Like, I had, again, a personal experience even for myself, about 3 years ago, I went through separation, divorce, and it was at the start of me setting up the Lanzarote business. And I would have, for many years now, taken incredible care of my health. And I can't remember last time I had a cold, but I had a very intense period of stress on a personal level and professionally in setting up a new business at the exact same time for 6 months, where I was doing everything right and that stress was there from a musician point of view. But then March 2017, I think it was, I got shingles just out of the blue. Now, the only reason for it is, again, my immune system got too low. It got in, took over, and there was a case of me fighting it. And I cured it myself in 2 weeks from, again, blasting my body with antioxidants through smoothies, 20 cups of green tea a day, 7 liters of alkaline water. So, you know, I brought, like I said, strength to my immune system. But what that situation proved, most importantly, was the impact of stress. And even decades and decades ago, when I wasn't as healthy, in periods of stress, I would have got sick, colds, flus, whatever. And that's why so many people are sick too consistently, is that they're not strengthening their immune system. Their lives are too stressful. It's a very stressful world we live in for far too long right now. And too many people don't understand how to de-stress and how to counteract stress.
Oh, so true, mate. So true. There's a lot of people that talk about stress in different ways and its impact on the human body. And as you said, it's absolutely huge, because we're designed to have a stress response for short bursts of time, aren't we? Not all of the time.
Yeah, exactly. Like, take a lot of people, every day is filled with stress between work and the pressure they may have at work, especially the more ambitious they are. You've got home, the pressure if they have kids, depending on how their relationship is, rushing, running, racing, traffic. You know, even people on the social media, the reactive nature that's been created in society, where every time someone gets a notification or a message, they nearly feel they have to respond immediately. Like, that's even a stress of its own, which is crazy, but it is there. So everything has become stressful. So most people have such weak immune systems, even just from that alone. And then people's lifestyles don't exactly help to have a strong immune system either. So that, those two together, is why we have such a sick society.
Yeah, so true, so true. I know you've read loads and loads of books over the years, mate. In terms of health and improving your health, what one book would you recommend to viewers and listeners?
Yeah, like from health, like people, again, always think of health in terms of their body and even nutrition and diseases and everything. But at the end of the day, your mind is so, so important, and having a strong mindset and protecting it and protecting your energy and your emotions and vibrations and all that side of things. So I think like mindset and mental health is just so crucial this year, obviously more than ever for people. They need to put a focus on it. But a book that made a big impact on me, and I think it's a book everyone needs to read and take a message from, is Man's Search for Meaning, Viktor Frankl, who's a Holocaust survivor. And it's again about his journey in the camps and surviving it, and surviving it by, in such a hopeless situation, still finding hope and joy and gratitude in each and every day. Now, if you think of how those people were living, what they were seeing, what they were experiencing, seeing people line up knowing they're going to their death, doing ridiculous jobs, like even carrying rocks on one side of a camp, then bringing them back to the other. And they were psychologically broken. And this guy didn't allow himself to be broken. He still tried to see the light, like we said, of dark and light. And in terms of life in general, as I said, the journey will have lots of dark times. You need to get out of it. And too many people can't get out of the dark times. They stay there. It's like this year is going to crush far too many people, unfortunately. They won't get out of it. And the mental health is an important thing, because your mind is a control tower. So if you have control of your mind and you create a strong positive mindset, it'll allow you to tackle things so much better. Whereas for so many people, they don't have that. And once something bad happens, which even could be relatively little, but to them it's massive, they're finished, you know. So I find that book is a book that everyone needs to read, because when you have the strong mind, the health side and all everything else with it will be so more enriched. And like I said, you'll be able to deal with life's challenges so much better.
I've not read that book myself, actually, but I've definitely heard about Viktor Frankl many times. Very inspirational.
Powerful book, like.
Sorry. Cool. In terms of your mentors and your inspirations to get healthy, past and present, who were they and are they, and for what reasons?
So people inspire me health wise my very first one would have been Bill Phillips. He wrote Body for Life, and he had EAS supplement company. This is back, god, when would that be, the 90s, early 90s. He was one of my first inspiration. At 17, when I got into training, he was one of the first guys that's had an influence on me. And I did his program. And 2004, actually, I became a Body for Life champion, which is a 12-week, you have 12 weeks to get the biggest transformation you can in physically, aesthetically, but also then like in your life. So it's like an essay section. And then there's obviously your photos and transformation. He had a huge influence on me in terms of, back then, especially over here in Ireland, like HIIT training, certain types of weight training, supersets, all that kind of specific to training was not there. It was very basic. At the time, seemed like it was up to date, but it wasn't. And I've always seen, typically in America, you'll see certain things, then they'll go to the UK, then they'll go to Ireland. It typically is the same for most things. He had a big influence on me. Mike Mentzer, if people know of him, he's a big bodybuilder back in the day. He, again, with his strategies, had a big influence on me. So what it meant is, the stuff I was doing on myself, the stuff I was doing with clients, no one else was doing it. Stuff I was putting out there and what people should do, no one else is doing it. And like a lot of time when you do something different, you just get ridicule and abuse. But amazingly, in the last 5-10 years, that's the only kind of training you hear about. So it's like being ahead of your time. And that's a nice thing I always hear from clients over the years, that when they see people put stuff out there and what's being pushed now, they go, like, you ran about that 10, 20 years ago. And again, I've always had this mindset of, you know, look at the people who are leading the way in things, be open-minded, learn stuff. It's like even from being plant-based for the last, it's 9 years in January, you know, I got influenced a lot by like T. Colin Campbell, the book, The China Study. Robbins, John Robbins, I think is his first name, Diet Revolution, or Food Revolution for a New America, or Diet for New America and Food Revolution. That's the two books. They had a huge influence on me in terms of moving towards being plant-based. So and now people like Torre Washington, Robert Cheek, Nehemiah Delgado, they're people, again, who I feel inspired by, who are fellow health professionals who, you know, they desperately want to help people in a genuine way, especially from the whole plant-based point of view. So there are a few of the people who've inspired me over the years. Like, you have to get inspiration from within, but also it's good to get inspiration from external too.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Of our emotions, what impact do you think our emotions have on the choices that we then make to either do things or don't do things?
Yeah, like emotions again are huge. Like, you know, like your emotional state and your energy, if they ever get too low. So if you get to a low emotional state, it's nearly like it's crippling. Like you don't want to do anything. You don't feel like doing anything. You're in poor mood. You have negative emotions. So it brings all that down. And, you know, what we need to do is when we feel low emotional state, we need to do something to bring it back up again. Because when you stay with low emotion, you're going to make excuses. You're going to do the wrong things. Inaction will be a big part of your action, you know, because inaction is an action in itself. And you're not going to take steps towards improving your life. If anything, you'll do stuff to make it worse. So if you look at people's emotions, even with food, you know, alcohol, anything like that, it's triggers. So something's not going well, like we said earlier, with challenges and troughs in life and things, people go, because of their emotional response, to go do the wrong things, which actually worsen their situation. And again, can lead them into a very dark place where they're doing that for a prolonged period of time. And obviously there's a stress factor, immune system factor, and so on. So there's like a domino effect. So getting to a stage where you get a level of control of your emotional state is hugely important to your life as a whole in terms of creating happiness, which is what we all need to strive for, including things like looking for success, whatever that means to you, fulfillment, whatever that means to you, fun life experiences. These things would not happen unless you're in a higher emotional state. Now, at the same time, it's not too good to get too high either. So it's like needing to stay in a middle ground. So in terms of your emotional state, if you ever get too high, you're setting yourself up for a fall. So you think at times you got super excited about something, you always felt a bit of a downer after, and that can take you then into an actual low emotional state. So it's like if you get too high, take yourself a bit medium. Get too low, bring yourself back up to medium. So, you know, enjoy life, be excited by things, but not too high, not too low. And get better at how you react to the emotions, because again, it triggers people to the wrong typical responses, and especially excuses. Remember, excuses is what stop people from living their lives, from achieving what they can, from experiencing what they could potentially experience. So, you know, we need to get away from excuse mode, which again, society has become very good at.
Yeah, I think it always has been, hasn't it?
Yeah, and increasingly so. You know, there's always been excuses, but it's more and more become the way society is.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, I was talking to someone the other day about personal responsibility.
Mm.
When we take responsibility, there's no one to blame, is there?
Yeah, exactly. And people don't want that, you see. That's the problem. And it goes for every aspect of life. It goes for even having beliefs and opinions and sticking to your values. And people don't want to stick their head above the pulpit kind of thing. They don't want to stand out, you know, and that's again, you know, where you have to be you. It's very important to always be you, be the person you are, be your own unique self, and don't ever be afraid of it, because you are unique. Every one of us unique, and it's empowering to stand for what you believe in and to do it passionately and to basically not give a damn what anyone thinks. And that's a strong place to be in. Like, we all should not care what anyone thinks unless they, let's say, is a person who has earned the respect and has walked the talk and they deserve to be listened to. Besides that, no.
Yeah, that reminds me of something. I forget who it was or who said it, but he was speaking to somebody and he said, "What your opinion of me is none of my business."
Yeah, exactly. You know, exactly.
That's so true. And that, like, most people are far too scared about putting their own message out there for fear of what others might say, think, or do about
yeah,
them.
Yeah, totally. And it's like, even for me, like, as I said, back a couple of decades ago when I was preaching certain methods nutritionally and exercise wise, and even in the last 9 years from the plant-based side of things, and this year, obviously, with all that's going on, I'm constantly getting messages or told by people, hey, you know, you're going to be afraid that people are going to not like it and go against you and unfollow you and not want to work with you. And I go, no, this is what I feel. I'm trusting my gut. I'm being true to me. And I'm always going to live my truth. And that's it. And I've always lived that way. And it does. This is where mindset comes in. You have to be in love with yourself. You have to have good self-esteem, confidence, have a very strong mindset. And when you are in that position, you truly can live authentically. If you're not in that position, you can't live authentically. You'll always live by what other people want you to do and be and say and everything, because you're thinking of that. Whereas when you're really embracing your own uniqueness and your own beliefs and are strong-minded, you'll do whatever the hell you want to do. And you'll take notice of people when you need to take notice of them and when you should, as opposed to just being afraid of what people think.
Yeah, too true, mate. Too true. So from your perspective in terms of health, If you were to give one additional bit of advice to, in addition to what you've already mentioned, for somebody to be able to reach peak health and wellness and performance, what might that be?
Yeah, the one I'd pick would be, it'll surprise people because they won't have thought about it and you're doing a good demonstration right now, water. People have zero idea of just how important water is. Like, simple basic facts are water, our body is 75% water, our brain's 83% water with zero retention ability. Now, most people are negatively hydrated because they're drinking loads of sodas and tea and coffees and alcohol. That dehydrates, depending where you live, hot countries and humidity dehydrates. Most people barely get a liter of water a day, if even a glass. Now, if you're not adequately hydrated, your body can't work the way it should. It's like having a car with no oil or no petrol. Like, we're 75% water, which means it is the most important substance for you to consume every single day. So that will have such a huge impact. Whatever you're drinking right now, you need to drink more. You should drink minimum 4 liters, ideally even up to 6. Now, 6 is going to go, whoa, Christ, how would you drink that much? You work towards it. If someone has a cup a day right now, for next week, have 2 cups. After that, when your body has adjusted to 2 cups, then have 3 cups and build it up and up and up over the course of a year or a few months till you get this stage of about 4 months, I find with people, they can get to, and they can do it easy once they get there. 5 or 6 liters is a bit more of a challenge. Very few people do that. A certain percentage do, but not that many. So 4 is the one I would say to everyone to aim for. And I can guarantee you the difference you will feel in the way your brain works, from focus, memory, concentration, your mood, because obviously your brain determines your mood a lot, and a dehydrated brain ain't going to be in good mood. It's not going to think right. It's not going to have good memory, all these different things. So it'll work for your brain better. It'll work for your body better. Even just drinking a glass of water in the morning when you get up, you're going to wake up and feel more alive just from water. Now, people hearing it may think, nah, it's no way, it's a glass of water. I can guarantee you the difference will be amazing. So when you get hydrated, I see it with clients all the time, and even from a detox point of view, look at what we're putting in our bodies all the time. Even when you eat very healthy, there's still a lot of toxins in the food you're eating because there's so much crap put onto the food, you know, fruits and veg and all, unless you grow your own or it's guaranteed that it is organic. If you ever eat any bit of processed food, you know, if you drink any alcohol, coffee, environmental factors, you live in a city versus living in the middle of nowhere, stress, all these things create toxins depending on what your life situation is. So we can escape toxins, but we need to detox our body constantly. And how do we do that? Water. That's water's purpose. Get in, grab toxins, flush them out. That's why when you drink a lot of water, it's constantly doing it. And that's what you want. You want to be flushing your system constantly, and you'll have much better optimal health, peak performance than at that stage.
Couldn't agree more, mate. I speak of that with my clients and patients all of the time. It's I couldn't emphasize it more, you know.
So yeah. Just hard getting people to believe it, because they think, nah, it's water. Did you see this clear liquid? But it's so... simple fact, 75% of your body is water. How can you not think it's important? It's like saying the world, for the earth, it doesn't need water. Like, I don't know what the percentage is, but I think it's that 60 or 70% of the earth is water, something colossal again. If there was no water on earth, we wouldn't be here.
True that, true that. So over the next 6 to 12 months, mate, what are your plans? What have you got coming up in terms of your businesses?
Continue to grow an online presence, and every single day I'm putting out as much good content as I can, again, to educate, motivate, inspire people. That's again what I'm passionate about. I have an online community which I'm growing continuously, where we do lots of workouts each day, replay and live, of course, and loads of resources. So I enjoy coaching people in that program, as well as clients. That's like a group coaching program, so I want to develop that very big, as well as develop my one-to-one coaching program. I'm currently writing 2 books. One has been going on a long time, writing a vegan recipe book, which I'm getting close to putting together, because I'm constantly getting requests for it, which when I put up posts about food all the time. But I'm hoping to launch that before Christmas this year. Also in time for January, I'm looking to launch a morning motivation book. So I put up morning motivation quotes 5 days of the week, Monday to Friday. So I'm looking to create like a book, 365 days, where there'll be a quote. The back of it will have my message based on that quote. And then underneath that, we'll have room for a bit of journaling, writing 3 wins, 3 gratitudes from the day. So that's 2 books I'm working on right now. I'm looking to get a couple of online events going and just keep, again, developing my content out there and my following, and hoping to make a bigger impact. Because end of the day, you know, my goal is to, every time I wake up, is to make a positive impact on people. And you know, I spend my day basically putting out stuff, answering messages and helping people any way I can. So just to keep doing that, keep supporting and helping people, especially in such a challenging time.
Yes.
And grow my podcast too, of course. I keep forgetting to say that anytime I'm doing things. my Body Health podcast, which of course, Danny, you'll be on.
Look forward to it, mate. Look forward to it. So you mentioned a little bit there about gratitude and setting intentions and successes. How important are they?
Huge. Like, again, we go back to mindset, you know, working as many things you can do for your mindset to better. And an attitude of gratitude is huge. Like, at the end of a lot of days, people will feel like they had bad days. They didn't really achieve much, didn't succeed much. It wasn't a good one. They feel frustrated. And when you go to sleep that way, it's quite hard to sleep. You know, if you go to sleep without a peaceful mind or a satisfied mind, it will impact your sleep. That'll impact the next day. That's why I always tell people, just write out three things you're grateful for that day. Because even if you feel there is nothing, once you start writing it, once you get that first one, you'll easily get the second one, easily get the third one. And again, if you go back to the stress type world we have, the type of world we have in general, reactive, all the negative type things about the world right now, gratitude is something that has disappeared. Like, people don't realize how much they have. And especially compared to a huge percentage of the world, like, we have so much that so many people would just desperately do anything for, the most basic things. And we need to go back to being grateful for it. And I always stop myself a few times a day to reflect on what am I grateful for now, because it energizes you. Like, it, you know, it's reflective and it brings you back down to earth a bit sometimes, but also it does energize you to realize, actually, yeah, it's not that bad. Life isn't that bad, especially again in times of challenge, or you could be just having a tough day dealing with a few issues or whatever. So remember what you're grateful for, and it's something you need again to be daily. Like, anything that's good, any positive habits are daily. You know, it's like working your mind. Listen to podcasts, listen to audiobooks, you know, whatever type of audio material works for you. Listen to it every chance you get, walking the dog, going for walks, exercising, cooking, whenever it might be. Same with gratitude. Keep reflecting on what you're grateful for. Write down every day three things you're grateful for, because it is so empowering. And it's like the water. Until you start doing it, you don't realize. Like, you'll see it as, that's a fairly insignificant exercise. How are you going to make that much difference? I can guarantee you, once you start doing it, within 2 days, 3 days, you're going to feel the power of it. And especially on those bad days where you feel it's been crap and you write down the three gratitudes and reflect, you'll feel good and you will sleep peacefully, among other benefits from it. Like, I'm sure, Danny, you do some gratitude, yeah? You're like a daily process.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, so I'll do 10 things I'm grateful for and how it makes me feel.
Brilliant.
So set the intention out for the day. Ideally, I do it the night before and then review it the next morning, because it's even more, the power of intention I've found is multiplied doing it the day before.
Definitely.
And then before bed at night, I'll write down at least three things I'm successful for, and also a couple of things I want to let go of.
Yeah, great.
Be stress or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm totally on board with that, mate. Love it. It is super powerful to go through those processes regularly, isn't it?
And it's like you're saying there, even like, what's good at the end of the day too, is it's like pressing stop on the day, because too many people carry their baggage from that day into their sleep and then onto the next day. And they start the next day in the wrong mindset altogether. And it's like a domino effect. So it's like doing those kind of exercises are empowering. And especially, like you said, there are what things you want to let go. Like, even a mentor of mine many years ago taught me, like, having a shower, for instance, before bed, because it'll see it as you're washing off the day. And, you know, I think you call it metaphorically. I think that's the right word. But whatever it is, you know, it's a great way of seeing it, you know. And I'll always remember that, because it was brilliant. And whether I have a shower or not, I'll always make sure I do that exercise. You know, so I'm washing away today. I'm pressing stop. It's a fresh new day the next day. I'm not carrying worries over. My focus is on getting a good night's sleep. And again, the sleep side of things is so important that people need to do that. These little exercises are life-changing. They truly are. And, you know, like, you wouldn't have the success you've had or overcome any obstacles that you've had in your career and in your life only for having that kind of mindset. Same as for myself. And this is why, for listeners, you know, guys, you need to work on adding positive lifestyle habits. And the more them you add, the more your life will be empowered and enriched. And the more you'll see the negative ones just disappear without you even focusing on them. Because it's like in the diet industry, people focus on eliminating stuff and depriving themselves, and that's negative emotions. They'll always fall off the wagon. Where if you focus instead on, here, I'm going to add more water, add more fruit and veg, add more exercise. By doing that, you get empowered and you actually ditch the bad things without even realizing. So it's a total different kind of mentality. Focus always on adding, because there's positive energy behind that add.
Love it, Dave. Love it. It's been fantastic to have you back on the show, mate. Thank you so much for taking out the time to be with us today. It's much appreciated.
Pleasure. I'm always happy, again, like any opportunity to help people, to share information I hope will help and hope have a positive impact. And like, a huge respect and admiration for you, Danny, too, and all you're doing. And again, you, like me, you're passionate about helping people. You're genuine, like you genuinely live to help people. And it's always great for me to align and collaborate with people like yourself. So pleasure being on. Thank you for having me.
You're most welcome, mate. So where's the best place people can find you online if they want to reach out and learn a bit more about you and connect?
I'm across all social medias, every single one of them, and put out content every day. So if you literally just search for my name, Dave Sheehan, just remember it's S-H-E-A-H-A-N. And what you put into Google or any of the Facebooks or YouTubes or any of them, you're going to find me.
Awesome. Thanks again. Have a fantastic rest of your day.
And you too, Danny, and all the listeners.
Cheers, mate. Speak soon. You've been listening to the THT podcast with myself, Dr. Danny Scarhill. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Podbean, or any one of the other outlets where we stream. Like us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/totalhealthtransformation. You can also find more information about myself on my website, dannyscarhill.com, where you'll find lots of fantastic information and some free products for you as well. Look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Take care. All the best.
You've been listening to Dr. Danny Scarhill on the Total Health Transformation Podcast, helping you to eat, move, and think on purpose. See you on our next episode.